And Commissioner Adam Putnam, of course, the whole press conference on this Waters of the U.S. issue with EPA kind of blowing up nationwide. I noticed this morning there was a big similar press conference in Missouri at the State Fair, those kind of places all over the country, really hitting a chord with this one in agriculture, but in industry as well.
Well, it is. This is going to have a big impact on agriculture, but it's not only an impact on agriculture. It will affect businesses of every size, shape. It will affect ratepayers, cities and counties that have wastewater treatment plants. And we really appreciate the work of Congressman Sutherland in drawing attention to this issue because it's kind of a sleeper issue. It's not one that a lot of folks are following. It does impact the whole country, but I would argue that it impacts Florida more than the rest of the country just because most of our state is a historic wetland. And that means that anybody wanting to do much of anything with their land is going to have to go through the Corps of Engineers. A lot of folks are following. It does impact the whole country, but I would argue that it impacts Florida more than the rest of the country just because most of our state is a historic wetland. And that means that anybody wanting to do much of anything with their land is going to have to go through the Corps of Engineers. And the Corps moves in geologic time.
You know, we farm broadcasters go up to Washington once a year, about 30, 40 of us or so got access to EPA or to USDA usually. This year, the Ag Secretary brought in Gina McCarthy to EPA, spent about 45 minutes, more than half of which was on this one opening comment about this issue. She straight out played a total hand of cooperation. Everybody wants to save water. We want to believe more in ag and work more closely with them. Went as far as to say it's not to regulate puddles and upland waters and all those kinds of things. But the rhetoric we hear now and the controversy, if you will, much different than that. So where's the weakness in the rhetoric coming on from the administration on this?
Well, they clearly are changing the definition from being only navigable water bodies to being navigable water bodies plus waters that are connected to those plus land that is seasonally or occasionally wet, which would be most of Florida in the summertime. The EPA has not even waited on their own science advisory board to provide guidance on this rule before they charged ahead. That reminds me of the numeric nutrient criteria fight. They were wrong to do it then, and they're wrong to do it now.
This is an issue that's definitely going to cross over into urban media in a big way. I mean, it's going to bring ag and urban in a serious water discussion, isn't it?
Well, it does, and that's good in the sense that people need to understand this is not simply a farm and ranch issue. This will affect home builders. This will affect cities. It will affect counties. This is going to have a big effect on ratepayers and consumers across the state, not just farmers and ranchers. So it's frequently nice to have more people in the boat helping us row than when we're sometimes out there on our own.
Last insight I'll ask you for is this. You know, you kind of started talking and preaching about the water issue when it wasn't as cool. We've had drought in this state in recent years. We're out of that, obviously, now. You look at California, an historic drought, 1 year away from literally running out of water in many areas completely. At least we've got water to argue about, I guess, on this coast, we could say right now.
Well, that's exactly right. I'd rather have our water problems than anybody else's because most years we do have adequate water. But the California example is an important lesson for all of us, too, of how economically devastating it can be if you wait too long to focus on water policy. And so I like the fact that we're in a position now to do good water policy in the next couple of legislative sessions, hopefully in the absence of a crisis, in the absence of a major drought where the whole state's on fire, and in the absence of having five or six hurricanes hit us in 1 year. Now is the time to do that in a dispassionate way that's not simply careening back from some crisis.
Commissioner Adam Putnam, appreciate the access for AgNet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.